What if the difference between the life you have and the life you want comes down to just 60 minutes? Before dawn breaks, before emails flood in, before the world makes its demands, there exists a pocket of time that belongs entirely to you. This isn't about joining some cult of 4 a.m. risers or punishing yourself with boot camp discipline. It's about something far more radical, reclaiming ownership of your day before it owns you. When Adrienne Herbert stood at her lowest point, grieving a miscarriage after years of fertility struggles, she received an unexpected lifeline, a marathon entry with only 14 weeks to train. As a busy mother and fitness trainer, she had no spare time, so she made some. Rising 1 hour earlier each day, she discovered something profound. That single hour didn't just prepare her for a marathon, it transformed her entire existence, launching her into a career as a wellness coach, TEDx speaker, and podcast host. The concept has captivated everyone from Oprah to Tim Ferriss, yet its power isn't reserved for the already successful. It's available to anyone willing to set their alarm an hour earlier and invest that time in themselves. Remember transforming cardboard boxes into spaceships as a child? That limitless thinking fades as we adopt what psychologist Carol Dweck calls a fixed mindset, believing our abilities are unchangeable. High performers possess a growth mindset, viewing challenges as opportunities to develop new capabilities rather than verdicts on their worth. This distinction reshapes everything. With a growth mindset, failure becomes data, not disaster. Elite athletes and entrepreneurs share a pattern. They see thoughts as signals, not facts. Sports psychologist Lena Kessler explains, "Our thoughts signal what's happening or how you're feeling, but you choose whether to listen." Growing up without a father, I learned to fix appliances and cook through trial and error. Later, I mastered website building and business management through tutorials, unknowingly cultivating a growth mindset. To develop yours, prioritize progress over perfection, seek feedback as guidance, and understand your learning style. Take full responsibility for your life. Acknowledge factors beyond your control, but refuse to let disadvantages define your limits. Create an empowering mantra, like, "You can do hard things." Ever wonder why some people effortlessly maintain healthy routines while others constantly battle willpower? The secret lies in habits, automatic behaviors that, once established, require minimal mental energy. Rather than labeling habits as good or bad, think of them as useful or non-useful, based on whether they support your long-term goals. Scientists have mapped how habits form through a three-step loop: cue, response, and reward. This conditions our brain to repeat behaviors automatically. Small daily choices accumulate dramatically. Walking up escalators instead of standing adds approximately 28 miles yearly, more than a marathon. Since we face thousands of daily decisions, habits become essential by allowing automatic responses without draining willpower. Even language forms habitual patterns. Responding, "I'm tired," when asked, "How are you?" creates a self-limiting narrative. Pause and choose language that serves you better. To create powerful habits, map your typical day hour by hour, categorizing activities as useful or non-useful. Attach new habits to existing routines and add friction to bad habits. Change phone settings to require passwords for each app, or don't keep junk food in the house. Movement isn't punishment, it's medicine. Our sedentary lifestyle fuels global health crises, from obesity to mental illness. Different movements affect our mindset through proprioceptive feedback, a cognitive loop where movements impact thoughts and vice versa. Yoga promotes concentration and calm control. Strength training creates feelings of power and capability, particularly transformative for women told they're the weaker sex. Running generates freedom and purpose. Movement functions as a universal language. Cultures worldwide use dance for worship, celebration, and storytelling, from China's dragon dance to Spanish flamenco to New Zealand's haka. Mirroring another's movements fosters deeper relationships. Successful people attribute achievements to morning movement. Entrepreneur Lindsay Boyd calls her first hour the golden hour, starting with training or Pilates. Movement coach Richie Norton considers his morning practice a superpower. Taking action builds self-trust through consistent follow-through. Running teaches patience, builds confidence, calms the mind, and stimulates creativity. Most importantly, it offers freedom, a brief escape from responsibilities that creates momentum for your entire day. Sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Yet modern society treats exhaustion as a badge of honor, glorifying minimal sleep through late-night work and hustle culture. The consequences are severe. Insufficient sleep links to Alzheimer's, cancer, obesity, and diabetes. Adults sleeping fewer than 6 hours nightly face 200% higher risk of heart attack or stroke compared to those getting 7 to 8 hours. Sleep drives high performance. Olympic long jumper Jasmine Sayers calls it her secret weapon. Her personal best came after her best week of sleep ever. Sleep enables muscle repair, memory consolidation, waist clearance, and hormone regulation. Without it, fitness progress slows, injury risk increases, and emotions become heightened. Sleep experts recommend 7 to 9 hours nightly. Your chronotype, whether you're an early bird or night owl, is largely genetic but adjustable with consistency. Create a calm sleep environment. Keep your bedroom quiet, dark, and clutter-free. Use blackout blinds or an eye mask. Eliminate technology completely. Blue light stimulates the brain like midday sun for up to 90 minutes. Foods containing natural melatonin like eggs, fish, almonds, and cherries improve rest. Avoid large meals within 3 hours of bedtime, limit caffeine to before midday, and get daily natural daylight exposure to regulate your circadian rhythm. Like the Spartan Ultra Race, a grueling 30-mile course with 60 obstacles, many of life's challenges are virtually impossible to complete alone. Research reveals that social isolation is the single most detrimental factor to human health, surpassing poor diet, lack of sleep, and insufficient exercise. We exist within circles of influence, where what others demonstrate as normal dictates what we view as normal. The most valuable friends support your goals, show compassion, celebrate your successes, and encourage authenticity. Leading by example is the most powerful way to affect others. Actions speak louder than words. When facing important decisions, assemble your personal board of directors, people invested in your success. Include family members, professional connections, mentors who understand your values, someone younger with a different worldview, someone older with wisdom, and relevant experts. Focus on building authentic relationships rather than networking, which implies taking without giving. Nobody truly succeeds alone. Even self-made billionaires benefited from education, wealth, and connections. Creating a meaningful life isn't a solo endeavor, and the good news is you get to choose who you spend it with. The first hour of your day shapes everything that follows: your energy, mood, and decisions. Those with a growth mindset reframe challenges as opportunities. Start telling yourself an empowering story. You're pursuing goals in spite of your past, not because of it. Imagine telling a friend 1 year from now you've had your best year ever. What would need to happen in the next 365 days to make that true? Time is our most valuable resource. A week contains 168 hours. Taking 1 hour daily isn't selfish. Like putting on your oxygen mask first, you can't give what you don't have. If elite athletes achieve remarkable results dedicating just 1%, imagine the impact of consistently dedicating 4% of your day. Multitasking reduces productivity by up to 40%. At 5:30 a.m., there's no temptation to check emails, scroll social media, or chat, allowing true focus and deep work. With no one expecting you awake, you can achieve remarkable results in one distraction-free hour. To transform goals into reality, get specific, set a deadline, tell someone, assess regularly, and ask for help. Vague goals won't motivate early rising. Deadlines create urgency. Your power hour can be one 60-minute block, two 30-minute segments, or three 20-minute periods. Format matters less than consistency. Here is the vital question. If you had one extra hour daily, what would you use it for? That thing you'd do if only you had time? You have it. It's waiting tomorrow morning, 1 hour before the world wakes. Will you claim it?